All scenarios were on the table. York suggested, for the sake of argument, that the letter be returned to the box so Lake could find it. It was his screw-up to begin with.
He wouldn't know what to do, Teddy said.
Do we?
Not yet. The thought of Aaron Lake reacting to this ambush and somehow trying to silence the Brethren was almost amusing, but there was a strong element of justice to it. Lake had created this mess, let him handle it.
Actually, we created this mess, Teddy said, and we'll deal with it.
They couldn't predict and thus couldn't control what Lake would do. Somehow the fool had avoided their net long enough to drop something in the mail to Ricky, and he'd been so stupid that the Brethren now knew who he was. Not to mention the obvious. Lake was the type of person who secretly swapped letters with a gay pen pal. He was living a double life and didn't deserve a lot of confidence. Confronting Lake was discussed for a moment. York had been advocating a showdown since the first letter from Trumbull, but Teddy wasn't convinced. The sleep he'd lost fretting over Lake was always filled with thoughts and hopes of stopping the mail long before now. Quietly take care of the problem. Then have a chat with the candidate. Oh, how he'd love to confront Lake. He'd love to sit him in a chair over there and start flashing copies of all those damn letters up on a screen, and a copy of the ad from Out and About. He'd tell him about Mr. Quince Garb in Baker's, Iowa, another idiot who fell for the scam, and Curtis Van Gates in Dallas.
How could you be so stupid? He wanted to scream at Aaron Lake.
But Teddy kept his eye on the bigger picture. The problems with Lake were small when compared to the urgency of national defense. The Russians were coming, and when Natty Chenkov and his new regime seized power, the world would change forever. Teddy had neutralized men far more powerful than the three felonious judges rotting away in a federal prison. Meticulous planning was his strong suit. Patient, tedious planning. The meeting was interrupted by a message from DeVille's office. Trevor Carson's passport had been scanned at a departure checkpoint at the airport in Hamilton, Bermuda. He left on a flight to San Juan, Puerto Rico, that was scheduled to land in about 50 minutes. Did we know he was in Bermuda? York asked.
No, we did not, DeVille answered. Evidently, he entered without using his passport.
Maybe he's not as drunk as we thought.
Do we have someone in Puerto Rico? Teddy asked, his voice only a shade more excited.
Of course, said York.
Let's pick up the scent.
Have the plans changed for old Trevor? DeVille asked.
No, not at all, Teddy said. Not at all.
End of side 8.